Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going, Mr. Ju?
It's going okay.
All right.
Yeah, not too bad. Okay, so this last week, we're going to be taking a look at this some belts.
Belts.
Particularly like black belts. In the encyclopedia, you see the belts with just the Roman numeral.
That's right.
Roman numeral.
Roman numeral. That's it. Nothing else.
But nowadays, you have belts that are of varying characteristics. You could have your name on it. You could have Taekwondo on it. You could have your organization on it. You could have
Tenants
on it. You could have your flag on it, right?
That's right.
And
the badge of honor.
Badge of honor.
That's right.
And so it kind of comes up to the question of which side does it go on? Where does certain patches go on? Where does certain things? Is it left or is it right?
Yeah, you saw a post on that, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. What this one person had said was, and he was a Korean guy.
Oh, you have to say that.
Well, because he goes, well, in Korean culture. And so this kind of comes down to
gives it more validity.
Yeah, I'm going to say it gives it some more validity because okay. He is a Korean and he's talking about Korean culture.
Yeah.
Although that's like me saying, in Chinese culture, but not that I know too much Chinese culture.
Yeah, you don't
culture.
Know anything about that.
Yeah, anyway, so let me go ahead and bring up that post here.
Oh, you want to bring up the
yeah,
poster?
Yeah, I'm going to bring up the post.
Okay.
Anyway, so he says, in Korean culture, left represents no knowledge, beginning, foundation, or old knowledge. Right is knowledge, end, fruit, or new knowledge. Also, the left represents the mother, right is the son. So the left is the organization, and the right is the member. Okay.
Right.
And what are your thoughts on that?
You know, probably, it's probably true. I mean, the thing about America, or maybe students in general that don't know too much about Korean history, or maybe know too much about specific roots. I mean, there's actually ideas about the ITF logo and what it all represents and those kind of things. So is there a meaning behind why certain things are behind it, right? And I think there's true in a lot of things like that. That we don't just do something just because.
Yeah.
So there's meaning behind it, right? And I think that might be true. I mean, when we look at, again, just more generic about this idea, is there more meaning to the uniform? Is there more meaning than the meaning of Don Gun, Do San, and so forth and so forth? And there is. However, as a student, we might have a book and it says, this is what it means, and that's all you get. But there is probably more behind it. Maybe,
right.
I don't know. This depends on that topic. And I think that's what he's saying is probably true. Again, I didn't study that too much. But I would say that, why is the ITF logo on, when we talk about ITF logo, why is it on the left side? It's always taught to me that, ITF was on the left side because it's closer to your heart. And that's kind of what that's saying, what he was saying. It's closer to your heart, so the national organization, or the
parent organization.
The parent organization is on the left.
And right? The right is the individual or subsection.
That's right. And so, yeah, I would agree with that. And so when we look at the belt, because it, again, the belts have kind of evolved a little bit as well. So not all belts have ITF on it. We have it. We have it written on it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have mine.
Well, that was
another different type
that's
of belt.
That's a different, that one, someone else gave you that one.
Yeah.
But you have that belt says Taekwondo, and then the other side is your name.
Correct.
Mine says my name in Korean, and then my name on the other side.
Right.
And so, because mine says ITF on the left side, I make the belt say on the left side and my name on the other side.
Right.
And in your case, your name, because you're really a subset of Taekwondo, it should be on the right side versus Taekwondo on the left side.
Correct, right, and that's how it is.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's the way I would interpret that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because also on the uniforms, you have the same thing. You have the ITF patch on the left, and then you have maybe like a school patch or your organization's patch on the right side.
Right. Right.
So it's kind of similar when you look down the straight lines.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's also true in, let's say, take it away from Taekwondo, but mm-hmm. the military, I think the flag, mm-hmm. American flag.
Is on the left,
side.
Okay. And then what's on the right side?
Maybe the police flag, mm-hmm. or maybe your squadron. I don't know, I have to double check that, but I think that's true.
Right. Well, when we put our flags on like our uniforms for competition, it's always on the left side, is that correct?
That's right.
Right.
It is, and when you think of like the American flag, because the way the American flag is, it's supposed to have that blue part is out front. Mm-hmm. You can do that on the other side, but you don't find those flags, those patches, mm-hmm. where it's reversed that way.
Right.
Because that there's a certain way the flag is supposed to be flown or mm-hmm. displayed. Right. Mm-hmm. So when you look at just those patches itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could put the red part in the front. Or is there like something that you would want to keep the blue part in front?
Oh, no, well, no, the flag is always going to be, whether you put it over here or over here,
right.
It's just that it looks kind of different
right.
on the other side, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's correct, but I've seen patches where it's reversed.
Oh, I see.
Kind of like the Nike logo? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I think that might be true from a organization point of view.
Mm-hmm, right. It's also interesting. I was really trying to do some quick research here. I was looking this up before we left. That's what I was spending a lot of the time on.
Oh.
But they were saying that, you know, that's why you don't shake hands with your left. You know, you're always with the right, the left hand's underneath. But I think there is a correlation of using your right hand, because that is most people's dominant hand.
That's right.
And your left hand.
Yes.
Right.
More people are right-handed.
Right.
So we all think we're right. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that are left are...
Incorrect. But, you know, you also see this in, like, you know, patterns or step spying. Left was always that defense.
Right.
Right was always that offense.
Yeah.
Right. And so is there a similarity between left to right on our uniform as well? You know, we also read left to right. Right, that's kind of how we learn as well.
Well, in America, English,
in
American,
English.
Right? Because when you look at Asian cultures, they turn the pages the other way. So when we open a book, we do it mm-hmm. this way, but in the Asian books, you do it this way. It's the other opposite side. It's the opposite.
I'm trying to think about it here. I'm trying to think about, because when I took Japanese, is that how they did that?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, no, Japanese, you go top to down.
Right? Well, no, it's still, right, but if you look at the books, they do it this way. Mm-hmm. And we do it this way. Right to left, they do it left to right.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Positive?
I know the Chinese.
Well, that's the Chinese person.
Well, I mean, just saying in the Asian culture.
Yeah, they're all clumped together.
Yeah, they're all clumped. And then you got people driving on the right side and the left side. And which uh-huh. one's right?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
one's correct?
Right, right.
Should I shift my right?
But I do
right
know that when you write when you write things down, it is from the left to the right.
In America.
In Korean.
So they do the scrolling. Do they do it?
It's from this left way? To left to right. Yeah.
They also drive on the correct side of the road.
You mean they drive on the right side of the road?
Those guys in Australia go, what?
Well, Australia is like upside down, you know?
Yeah, and when you flush the toilet, the water
goes upwards, you know?
It goes the opposite direction.
Let us know your guys' thoughts. Is the name on the belt on the right side or the left side?
Or does it matter?
Or does it matter? The nice thing about if you have it on the right side is that, you know, if you like turn it to the side, you can like show off the belt and you can like read it.
Well, right? That's if you read from left to right. What if you read from right to left?
Anyways, as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.